From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A 24-story London apartment building is still smoldering hours after going up in flames early Wednesday, killing at least 12 and sending dozens to hospitals. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Amina Sharif was a witness to the tragedy.
It went literally up. It started firing from the outside all the way to the roof and then all the way down. And then by then we can see a lot of children and a lot of mothers and fathers screaming for help, 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 and putting their hands on the window and asking us to help them. And we couldn't do nothing. And we can see like the stuff on the side was falling off, collapsing. And we were just standing there hopeless, screaming, and they were screaming.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Apter said crews are still trying to douse the flames.
There are still pockets of fire yet to be extinguished in particularly difficult places to reach. And hence I've said we will be on scene for a long time.
The cause of the blaze still not known. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
Of course, once the scene is secure, once the recovery is complete, then an investigation will take place into the cause of the fire.
The incident could delay her announcement on forming a new government following last week's election. In the Somali capital Mogadishu, gunmen reportedly hold several hostages in a restaurant following a suicide bombing late Wednesday that killed at least 9 people. The attack claimed by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. Security officials said the suicide attacker rammed an explosives-laden car into the entrance of the posh hotel before gunmen stormed the restaurant. This is VOA News.